Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny, hot New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. Dr. Troy Hall is traveling. He is traveling into Atlanta from Charleston, South Carolina. He may join us later in the show. The name of the show, The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand, the Cooperative Credit Union, South Carolina Federal Credit Union, Eloquent Online, if your brand were a band, a musical band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you in part by XDI.com, XRayDeltaIndia.com. Whether you are a big old gigantic credit union brand or an awesome, charming, getting paid back on your loans, beautiful, smaller credit union somewhere in the beautiful country of New England in Northeastern United States, you have to send out statements. You simply have to send out statements. Nobody does it better. XDI.com. Elegant, efficient, accurate, and of course, tell the members all the other great stuff your credit union can do for them and their families. We are looking forward to the show today. Hey, baseball is back, thank goodness. Big Red Sox fan here in Red Sox Nation, South Texas style. Both my parents were born in Massachusetts. I was brought up a Red Sox fan. I remain one to this very, very day. Big series tonight at Fenway against the Yankees. And I love New England. And today we are going up to New England. It was the All-Star Week in baseball. It's going to be another All-Star show here today. Paul Gentile is going to join us after the break. He is the president and CEO at the Cooperative Credit Union Association. We're going to ask him about his career and all the great things that he's doing, not just, by the way, for the credit union brands in the Cooperative Credit Union Association, but for the entire credit union marketplace, leading the way with innovations and suggestions to lessen the regulatory burdens on credit unions with, guess what, good ideas, because they're still out there. And we're going to go to Paul, and we'll do it all right after this. History is change with it or get changed by it. And that is absolutely right. History is you can change with it or you can get changed by it. A little Rush Bastille Day. Of course, we had the Bastille Day bump on Bastille Day. His name is Paul Gentile. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
It is so good to have you on the show. Finally, welcome back.
Yeah, I guess. Just so you know, before we get started, Jason, I am a huge Yankee fan, and I will be at Fenway tonight to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox battle it out. So,
okay, folks, I'm sorry, Cubs fans. There's no better place to see a baseball game than Fenway Park against the Yankees because the Cubs don't have a rival like the Yankees, and there is only one Fenway Park. That's awesome. I've been there many times. Hey, listen, in addition to being a Yankees fan, you've got a great, great career with credit unions. Tell us about it up to this point.
Sure. I mean, I'm anxious to talk about what we do for our members, but just quickly, you know, talk about my career. I've been blessed to be in the credit union system now, I think 22 years. Fell in love with credit unions way back when I started writing for the Credit Union Times. I was a reporter back in West Palm Beach, Florida, home of Credit Union Times. Eventually became the editor and then the publisher. So I had the honor of writing the weekly column for many years when the weekly column really was a sort of bullseye piece that everybody read.
Yep.
Mike Welch and myself, it was a lot of fun. So that's really where I cut my teeth on credit unions. And then I was fortunate enough to go over to the New Jersey Credit Union League and start advocating for credit unions, which is really my passion. Enjoyed working with the great credit unions in New Jersey for 5 years. We did wonderful things together. And then I moved on to CUNA in Washington, D.C. I was an EVP of strategic communications over at CUNA, great experience, great organization. And the opportunity opened up here in New England with the Massachusetts Credit Union League, today the Cooperative Credit Union Association, which serves credit unions in Delaware, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. And it's just been wonderful bringing these states together and really doing fierce advocacy up here in New England and in all our states.
Yeah, you're doing such a great job. Some of the big topics today, I wanted to ask you about all the great stuff you're doing at the Cooperative Credit Union, and, you know, the HGMA and the HELO levels, and of course, everybody's favorite thing to talk about, the exam cycle. Tell us about all the stuff y'all are doing with that.
Well, as you know, the exam cycle was the main priority for ours last year. I thought it was important on so many levels. You know, when we think about regulatory relief, we think about what's going on in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of global issues, such as the CFPB's budget, CFPB going to a five-person board, going under appropriations. But while those global issues, they're so vital, so important for the future, while they're going on, we have to keep our eye on the everyday nuts and bolts issues that really cost credit unions time, money, and resources. And one of the biggest is the exam. We need good regulation. Credit unions appreciate the exam work they get from the regulator, and CUA does a great job. However, since the financial crisis, credit unions were getting examined every 12 months, and just not necessary. The health of the system's never been better. So many well-run Camel 1, Camel 2 credit unions that we're seeing their examiner every 12 months. By the time they're done with their report, which sometimes can take a few months, really every 10 months you're dealing with the regulator.
Absolutely.
So we really wanted to give credit unions some relief in that area, and we advocated strongly for the extended cycle, the 18-month cycle. And I got to tell you, Jason, I'm thrilled to hear. I get calls and emails every once in a while from credit unions. Hey, Paul, we qualified for the extended cycle, so we really appreciate the ability, you know, not to have the examiner this year. And I think that's great.
Well, we've done over 480 shows, and I never just stopped everything on the day that I was planning to do the Friday show and said, wait a minute, we've got to do a special show on this particular topic at this particular moment. And it was when you first suggested the 18th month exam cycle, and we did that special broadcast. That's got to be, what, 2 or 3 years ago now. And it is such a big deal. Like you said, once you go through it, you're getting ready for it, then you've got to recover and everything. I think it puts a real crimp in some of the fun stuff, the marketing and the creative stuff that credit unions want to do, because it consumes the whole leadership of the credit union.
Sure. Listen, as I said, we need good regulation, but NCUA and the state regulators, they know, you know, where the pain points are, which institutions may need a little more attention than others. So that's where they should be focused on, those organizations that might need a little more focus. And the ones that are really running strong, have great leadership, great operations, you know, give them that relief so they can focus on, like you said, some of the more engaging things with marketing and getting new members and penetrating membership. So that's why we thought it was really important. We also, you know, if you look in the future, one of the reasons it was also so important is, you know, we're concerned about the budget of the regulator, as always, because credit unions fund the entire bill for regulation.
Right.
And the number one cost at NCUA is, of course, personnel. So when you move to an 18-month exam, you're going to have the ability, and the NCUA is doing this, to have some attrition of examiners. And as examiners move off the books, many of them will not be replaced, resulting in a lower exam force, which is ultimately going to save the NCUA money and save credit unions money. So it wasn't just about the exam. That was huge. It was also about, hey, as we look down the line and saving credit unions money, if we get to a more streamlined exam staff, that's going to be a big push to do that.
Right. Absolutely agree. And I was just, you know, paying attention online the other day. And, of course, we had Amazon Prime Day this past week. And I do believe it's the one day this year I actually didn't order something from Amazon Prime. But somebody put out there, I think it was in the Twitter feed, about why aren't credit unions doing this. And I thought to myself, well, they've had plenty of opportunities. Bank Transfer Day, the issue with 3 shows on that last year, and said, hey, if there's ever going to be a time to do something really cool, like a national branding campaign, but of course it didn't happen. However, that doesn't mean these things aren't happening. And I know for a fact that since you represent several states, you've got a really cool thing going on right now about better values and better banking. And within your geographic area, you are doing some cool stuff with marketing and letting people know about the credit union difference, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's really one of our strong passions here. Consumer awareness not only for people who don't know about a credit union, but also people who use credit unions might not use them enough, and they might need a deeper relationship with credit unions. So we tell the story of better values, better banking. And those four words were really carefully chosen. When you think about it, better values. When we talk about values, we talk about the value proposition of a credit union as a not-for-profit cooperative. Can't forget that we're cooperatives, member-owned. So our value proposition, value system is different. Also values in lower rates, better fees. Let's face it, you get a better deal at a credit union. We want people to know that.
Absolutely.
And then we use the B word. We use the B word proudly because we don't want any confusion about what a credit union is. You know, for too many years, people thought it was associated with a labor union. People thought
right. They
couldn't join a credit union unless their parents belonged or they worked at the local company where there was a credit union. So we do use banking. It's better values, better banking. And we do event-based things in addition to radio, online, media, all those things. We do find a lot of impact, to your point, in event-based marketing. For example, we have a series called In Your Neighborhood. We will go to a local coffee shop, a local deli, somewhere where a lot of people congregate, and we'll go in and we will hand out Better Values, Better Banking gift cards
Our
credit union there, and we say, let us buy you a cup of coffee today, but in exchange, we want to tell you a little bit about credit unions. And I got to tell you, you wouldn't believe how many people swarm to that concept, and they want to listen to you.
I believe
and
it. No, I absolutely
believe it. I got great stories from meeting really young kids, you know, 21, 22 in the local university. When they hear we're cooperatives, their eyes just light up and say, wow. Believe it or not, some of these young people know about cooperatives, but they didn't know credit unions were cooperatives.
Oh, I totally agree.
And then you go
agree.
All the way to the single mother who's struggling with certain financial issues, and they wake up, wow, I have another alternative other than a big bank to do this opportunity. So I've seen some real heartwarming stories as I've been out there, and the credit unions just love it. They get to engage with people on an everyday level. So it's really event-based marketing that makes an impact.
That's awesome. Hey, folks, we're visiting with Paul Gentile. He is the president and CEO at the Cooperative Credit Union Association. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I believe we've got Dr. Troy. He's going to talk about the mentoring aspect of being a leader, and we will do it all right after this. Right, a little Scott McKenna and Nike Van Wyck. My buddy Scott McKenna is at the hospital right now with his wife, looking forward to their second baby. So best wishes out to Scott and Kelsey. And somewhere in the Atlanta airport, his name is Dr. Troy. Hey, Dr. Troy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Say hello to Paul Gentile.
Hey, Paul, one of my favorite editors from the few times
yep.
from a time gone past. How you doing, man?
Yes. I'm doing very good. It feels like forever from then. I'm glad you you joined us. Hope you're having safe travels.
Thank you. Very safe travels and continuing to be of service somehow in the credit union movement. We were here in Tampa, and one of our projects was helping to get some homes ready for some veterans who will be part of a project called Pinellas Hope. And really was it's another exciting opportunity where credit unions get out and make a difference with that social impact that they have.
Absolutely. Huge for us at the cooperative. We have a lot of socially driven things that we do with our credit unions, different in each state. Everybody has their different causes, but we sort of honor the local cause in each of our states.
Yeah, it's really been great.
Well, one of the things that we talk about all the time on this show, Paul, is the generational changes that occur in the credit union marketplace. And I think there's about to be a huge transformation from the people that are running credit unions today to a different generation. And we wanted to ask you, what would be your advice to somebody at a C-level at a credit union right now that someday wants to run a credit union, wants to be a CEO of a credit union? What would be your best piece of advice for them?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I think, and you hear this from CEOs who are looking for their successors, I think one of the important things, if you're in that bench, so to speak, that has an opportunity to move up to that higher level, you have to look at yourself beyond just your technical expertise. So if you're a CFO and you're a numbers person, you know that inside and out. Or if you're a marketer and you know communicating with people inside and out and how to attract business, those are your specialties, your technical areas of expertise. But what CEOs are looking for and boards of directors are looking for, well-rounded people who can represent them in the community, who can talk to their peers, who can talk to regulators, lawmakers. So you have to have some vision beyond just the nuts and bolts of what you've been doing for many years and look at yourself in more of a broader role. How would you engage with all these other different levels that you have to engage with as a CEO to be successful? Because a lot of our CEOs really successful just because of the relationships they're able to build in the communities with their peers, with collaborative efforts. So, and I think part of that becomes you have to be willing that when you get to that role to let go of some of the stuff you really grew up on, whether it's finance or marketing, and let others work for you while you really look at the big picture. So
right.
I've seen some great younger leaders who are great, but I think they sometimes don't get the whole picture. And fortunately for us, we have a lot of great credit union CEOs in the marketplace that understand that, and they really do a lot to sort of mentor their successors. We got a couple of good examples going on around here where I know that's going on, and it's just good to see. So I think that well-rounded aspect's important, and of course, understanding the credit union culture, that we are different, why it's important, and how you can use that as an advantage competitively at your credit union.
Awesome. Well, before we let you go and before I ask you about the things you like doing, let me just say that I hope whoever's starting for the Yankees tonight gives up about 8 runs in the bottom of the first inning to the Red Sox. That would make me very, very happy. Might compel me to keep buying the MLB app. But seriously, when you're not at work, what kind of things do you enjoy doing?
Well, I love spending time with my family. I have twin boys, 13-year-olds, and they're a lot of fun. They're really fun to be with. They love sports, love, you know, messing around with dad. So we have a lot of fun with each other and my wife, of course, as well. We like to do a lot of mini excursions and work some sports into that. So I love doing that. I'm an avid reader. I'm an avid follower of all the really news. You know, I'm sort of a news junkie. So I spend a lot of time on that more than I care to admit, actually, with the cable networks. But that and, you know, just enjoying time on the golf course. I'll be playing some golf tomorrow after a great Yankee game tonight. Hopefully a win. So
a lot of
fun times.
Difference with you. I hope you have a great golf game, and I hope the Yankees get beat by 15 runs. And I hope Aaron Judge goes in a huge slump for the rest of the weekend. Hey, folks, his name is Paul Gentile. He is rocking the cooperative association up in New England, and I've wanted to get you on the show for so long. Thank you. On behalf of Dr. Troy Hall and myself, thank you for making time to join us today.
You got it, guys. Well run. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Awesome. Great job, everybody. Paul Gentile, awesome. And we're going to go back to Dr. Troy in the airport, and we'll do it all right after this.
A lot of credit unions are here, but if you're not here, you're not participating in something that credit unions ought to be here doing. We're raising money for charity, we're having fun, we're spending time together, and we're making some great shows.
That is absolutely right. I'll be a judge out at this year's XDI Chili Challenge, August 4th and 5th, out in Del Mar, California. But out to Atlanta, our good buddy, Dr. Troy Hall. Hey, so where are you at in the airport right now?
Well, I'm actually standing in the food court getting ready to walk through the gate. So that's kind of where I am.
I will take a slice of cheese pizza from the Sbarro if they have one there, because that is one of my favorite things to do at the airport.
Well, I'll keep that in mind the next time you and I connect.
Hey, listen, so, you know, I know you, until the pre-show, I had actually forgotten that Paul used to work at the CU Times way back when, and then I remembered immediately that he used to write the column that was sort of led off this is back when I was reading the print Credit Union Times back in the early 2000s. But he's doing a great job up there with the Cooperative Credit Union Association. So what was your take on the interview with him?
Take was really great, and some of the advice that he provided at the very end for young individuals or individuals who might be wanting to pursue a C-level program. What I would do is just augment that a little bit. As he talked about the skills of the individual, I would move to making sure that the individuals understood a little bit about their character and how their character will come across. And I would sum it up with a book that I've been reading called The Ideal Player, Team Player, and it was written by Patrick Lencioni. And he describes three qualities that every individual needs that will be a part of whether they are a leader or the player or whoever they are in the organization. But they need to have humility. They need to have hunger, and they need to be smart. And not smart from an educational standpoint or an intellectual standpoint, but smart in how they know to do relationships and how they know to get along with people. So thinking about it from, wrapping that all up together, not only do the leaders need to think about their depth and breadth of information from skills, but they need to work on their character, because 90% of the decisions that are made in a hiring process are made whether you are a cultural fit or not. And the cultural fit is determined by character, not by your skill set.
Very cool. Let's see here. You have to be humble, hungry, and smart. The studio audience just said to me, well, Jason, one out of three isn't bad. Since I mentioned the thing about pizza, I guess they're thinking the hungry part I've got down. But how often do we hear that word, Dr. Troy, about humility? Absolutely spot on. So are you headed back to Charleston right now?
Yes, I am, and I am getting ready to close up with you and tell you to have a great weekend. And thanks very much for, allowing me to be flexible to come on at the last minute like this and to chat a little bit about some things. I always do appreciate it. Thank you,
well,
man.
Well, it's a great way. Hey, we cover it all. The great stuff going on up in the Northeast. You're out in Florida doing awesome stuff. I saw a picture of you and our good buddy Julie Lewis the other day. That was a lot of fun to see.
Yes.
So you have safe travels, and I'll talk to you very, very soon.
Yes, thank you so much, Jason. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. Dr. Troy, a global leader, global traveler. Always great to have Dr. Troy. I think he'll be back in Charleston next week. Hey, listen, we want to thank Paul Gentile. I've been trying literally for 2 years to get him on this show. And again, like I said, I have a tremendous connection to New England. My parents were born in Massachusetts. I spent my summers up in Tiverton, Rhode Island, which is right across the border from Massachusetts. My Portuguese grandfather, my babu, would take us down to a little corner store. We'd buy a Rhode Island lottery ticket and go across the street and buy a Massachusetts lottery ticket. Then we go have fish and chips on Friday. And of course, I hope tonight the Red Sox really, really give it to the Yankees, because that's going to be a tough division all year long. I can't believe we lost three in a row to the Rays. Speaking of Florida, I didn't know Dr. Troy had jinxed me by being down in Pinellas County, where the Rays play baseball and where they took 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox right before the All-Star break. Hey, folks, real quick, something we've been started doing. I look at some things on social media and I'm a little confused, and I want to offer some advice. Don't take this as a criticism, but this was something that was tweeted out. I'm not going to say who it was. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody, but the title was 5 Ways to Escape Credit Card Debt Now. And there's a picture of looks like an old time solar powered calculator sitting on top of what looks like an economics textbook. Now, I have nothing against giving out advice, but man, 5 of anything sounds like a lot when you're scrolling through the Twitter feed. What might I miss while I'm going through those 5? My guess is there's one thing that somebody could do to do that. Like, I don't know, don't apply for credit cards. And if you have one, just don't go crazy. Don't buy it unless you need it. But I'm just saying, I believe the time signature. This is a show about applying musical lessons to modern day contemporary brands and businesses, especially in banking. The time signature has changed. The tempo has changed. When I can check all my accounts in the palm of my hand, I'm making coffee in my kitchen in the morning instead of opening up the laptop and putting in the username and the password. Five of anything. Thing too is something you got to cut the tempo, in half and do more in that little measure that people have every day when they're actually paying attention to your banking brand. And that audience wanting more. Hey, it's a tagline of the show. You've been listening to The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more. On behalf of Dr. Troy Hall out of Charleston, South Carolina and South Carolina Federal Credit Union, my name is Jason Dias, signing off from the beautiful city of New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, studio of eloquentonline.net. And until next we speak, we will talk to you all next week. Bye.
The MFO, folks.